So a couple of... and some... should clear it right up. And if that doesn't work, then I'll prescribe some... and that should do the trick.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
Just what the doc ordered, thanks to our friends at the Department of Conservation.
Oh yeah, this is exciting. We've got a brand new kaupapa for you. Oh, we've got bird songs as well.
I know. I thought I'd really transport us.
Well done. To nature.
Oh, I feel like we're so lucky here in New Zealand. We've got such beautiful singing birds.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, we've got a special guest in the studio. Morena Alex Rogers.
Morena korua.
Kei te pehea koe.
Ai, kei te pai au. Ai, he nui te, nā hihi o tame nui te rā i tēnei ata.
Karawe.
How cool. Okay, you work at DOC.
Ai.
You're the Auckland Director of Regional Operations.
Yep.
That's quite important. What does your mahi entail?
It's the best job in the world.
Is
honestly,
it?
Yeah. So basically running all DOC's operations all over the Auckland region, from beautiful motu like Aotea, Great Barrier Island, to Hauturu or Toi, Little Barrier, through to places we all know well like Rangitoto, right on the doorstep of the CBD here. Yeah, so everywhere DOC, everywhere in Auckland, that's me and my team.
Oh, amazing. Miharo, that's a big job as well. Have you got a big team across Tāmaki Makaurau?
Yeah, we've got about 85 right. working across Tāmaki Makaurau, like in operations, and then all sorts of other amazing DOC people from finance, IT, etc. here. But yeah, it's no 2 days are ever the same role. Working with species, kiwi, tiaki, amazing taonga species, and then working to restore tracks and huts and... Yeah.
Oh, cool. Wow. You have your work cut out here in Auckland as well, you know.
It's a special opportunity in Auckland because we've got so many people, right? Mm-hmm. Not just locals, but visitors too. So we see our role as connecting people with nature, inviting them to fall in love, and then be lifelong advocates for nature in Aotearoa.
This ties in with this new sort of campaign that you've got going on, Always Be Naturing.
Totally.
Tell us a little bit about this kaupapa.
Yeah, I love this a lot because this is government being a little bit radical and trying to connect in different ways. And so the tagline that I really love is, if we count on nature, so we count on it for our well-being, for our economy, etc., then we should count it. And we had these billboards go up to show that New Zealand's population, instead of being 5 million people, is actually 695 billion creatures. Right? To totally reframe who we are, what we're about, and to just feel connected with the beautiful sounds that we've got in the background.
Kia aha e nei, Manu Millie, what are these birds that we're listening to? Do we know?
It's called the Spirit of Summer.
Do you know, Alex? Can we recognise it?
It sounds somewhere deep in the Ngāhere. Yeah,
okay,
there's a whole lot of birds.
There's
there.
A mix in there. There's a mix. Okay, good.
Yeah. I just heard the nice birds and I was like, yeah, look, we'll go for it.
The Spirit of Summer.
I think it's really important for people in New Zealand to realise how lucky we are. We are.
We're super lucky. This is one of the most biodiverse countries in the world to grow up in and live in, which is super lucky. The other flip side of that is people don't really get how under pressure nature is. So we recently did a big national poll and 89% of Kiwis think nature's all right. Which is a little bit scary.
Yeah,
it means that I'm probably in a bit of a bubble because most of my friends in whānau, right, get it. But also people kind of only know what they've grown up with as well. So particularly in younger generations, there's not as big of an understanding, honestly, as to how much nature has deteriorated in New Zealand over time. So, yeah, it's, I guess, educating, bringing those stories out, but still feeling heaps of hope. Because there are amazing things we do all the time. Like just a couple of months ago, we returned Kiwi to Waiheke Island.
Oh, cool.
Probably my honest favourite day in the role so far. Standing on the beach, the kids had all been let out from school, running down to watch the Kiwi arrive and then carrying them in boxes to their new homes on Waiheke. And a little hot piece of news is that the first two Kiwi have made a nest. On Waiheke. So we hope
That's
for little
so
Kiwi
cool.
soon on Waiheke. Yeah, just bringing nature closer to us.
And that's the thing, that's why I say you might have your work cut out in this region. You know, we're a big city and we are, you know, a concrete jungle in certain areas. So it's really important to protect the bits that still are.
Totally. Yeah.
Stunning.
And that's a big part of our role, especially with our island work, where we've got these amazing predator-free islands out there in the Hauraki Gulf where you can go, like out to Tiri Tiri Matangi, take the whānau, stay on the island. We've got a bunkhouse there. Just immerse yourself in nature for a weekend. It does a lot of good.
Amazing. That's a good idea. And we've got some warmer school holidays coming up. So
we do.
Yes.
Get out there with your whānau. Amazing. I'm so excited to be kicking off just what the doc ordered. We're going to have a monthly catch-up and talk about some amazing things to do around the city and some of the important mahi happening with doc. So cool.
So where can people check out the Always Be Naturing kind of, how can they get involved with it?
Yeah, totes. Good question. So straight to socials, whatever you use, TikTok, Gram. If anybody under 30 uses Facebook anymore, go there. yeah, please, there's a couple of asks, like share if you can. Share things to your family, your communities, the people that you hang with, because some of those messages about how nature is in trouble and needs a bit of help are really important. And then it's hopefully getting involved, right? So thinking about your own world and your own consumerism, and then kind of offsetting that, and what are you doing to replenish nature in Auckland or elsewhere? Did you plant a tree in the last year? Did you take part in, I don't know, a beach cleanup, a stream restoration? There's easy stuff to do that really helps out if we all do it, right? There's a couple of million people living around Auckland. If we're all getting out there and just doing a little bit, then that can make a huge, huge difference.
And it's so, like, there's so many different ways you can get involved as well, right? Like, not everyone will be able to get out there and get amongst and plant trees, but having stuff like this where you can participate from your couch on
too
your phone.
Easy, right? Yeah, like, so
no excuses, finally. Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, Alex, for joining us for a kōrero this morning. So cool to learn a little bit more about your mahi and all of the beautiful stuff going on with Doc at the moment. Always be naturing, whānau.
Ai, pai te kōrero.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Just What the Doc Ordered, thanks to our friends at the Department of Conservation.